Tell us.
Boom.
It's on Facebook.
Public Yemeni number one.
Hola, 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 hola. What is up, everybody?
Is my camera?
Hold on. Let me get Kazim on
the... Can you? That was a stupid question. The camera facing me. Oh, this is mine?
Yeah. There you go. Hey. Now you're on there.
Hey.
Big ass head.
I do have a large head. I've realized that.
No. That's not what I meant.
Oh.
I just meant like I did the... Just, I'm really stupid today.
Well, I do have a larger... I have a larger head.
I have a larger head than you.
Yes, you do.
Fuck off.
You do.
I know.
No, it's like it's different.
I have like a really weird body because my ratios are all fucked up.
My ratio's off too. My legs are substantially long.
Oh, really? Got more leg than torso?
I have way more leg. I have not just more leg than torso. I have way more leg than torso. Like if you ever see me dressed up, in like business casual thing with like, if you see where my belt is, you're going to be like, yo, Kazim, why are your pants so
high? Why
are
you urkeling?
Yeah, basically. And I have to explain to people, no, my waist is right here. Like my torso is extremely
That's where short. Your hips are?
My waist is high. I have a very high waist.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think I have a high waist too, but I still make sure I don't wear my pants up there.
Mm. No. I can't do that.
Why, bro? Why you gotta be a nerd? Why can't you just think outside the box?
I just don't wanna. I don't like. I've never liked to sag my. I've never enjoyed that. It just was never. It just never felt right.
You never enjoyed
sagging my pants, even in like the 90s, when everyone sagged.
Yeah, I was. Right? I don't understand that. That would make me uncomfortable.
It made me uncomfortable. How's everything with you, man?
With me, dude, everything is good.
Okay.
Overall.
Okay.
I'm eating.
Okay.
I have a roof over my head. What?
The base.
The base, bro.
The base. And
what
that's,
is that called? That's called something's... Maslow's, something. The hierarchy
the
of
M,
needs.
The M guy, hierarchy of needs.
Maslow's.
Yeah. Maslow's. I'm pretty sure it's wrong, and I refuse... Needs. Are you at an age now where you're like, I don't care if I'm wrong. I just don't feel like looking it up. That's where I'm at right now with
really?
Some things.
You're already at that level?
Like Mavlov, I'm pretty sure that's incorrect how to pronounce it.
Mavlov.
I don't even care.
I'm not looking it up.
Exactly.
I should look it up.
No.
Tell us.
Boom. It's on Facebook?
Public Yemeni number one.
Hey.
I got my thing. I got to like get this thing queued up because you know we're going to do rap music, right?
What do you mean we're gonna? I don't like what you're implying.
Did you know that Brandon Bricks and I came up with like a new segment for the show?
Yeah. Okay. What's the segment?
It's where one of us will lay down a beat.
Okay.
Beatbox beat.
Okay. And you have to rap
for 15 seconds because we're on a 15 second delay on YouTube.
Okay.
And then. Once you're done doing that beat,
okay.
We cut to the feed.
Okay.
By the time we cut to the feed, you'll start doing the beat, and then I have to rap over it.
You have to rap over it. I wish you would have told me. I would have thought of something good.
I probably should have told you.
Beatbox. Huh? Wait, who's rapping? Am I rapping, or you have to
the
rap
The idea
over
is
it?
That we both go back and forth.
We both go back and forth.
And I don't know. Like, it's very new. Like, this is probably the third time we're ever going
to
do it.
Or, because I'm lazy,
yeah.
What you could do is go to SoundCloud and get free beats.
I'm afraid that that is going to get like
tagged.
Hit. Yeah.
No, here's the thing. Here's the thing about SoundCloud that a lot of people don't understand. A lot of that stuff is open source. Not necessarily. Well, let me not say open source. A lot of that stuff is send them a message and they'll be like, yeah, you can use it. Of course. Just tag. Just, you know, give me the credit. And it's fine.
More fun if the person makes the beat.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes it more fun.
It makes it more fun. But Mike, I am not talented like that.
Mom, Kazim, like, you're black, bro.
Exactly.
You're black.
No.
Getting the anxiety because you think you're not going to be too black. You're black enough?
I have so much social anxiety. It is ridiculous.
I know.
I don't like.
You're very good at hiding it,
though. I don't like public things. I'm good one-on-one.
So right? orgies That's is not I, your thing.
No, God no.
Would I you ever hang out at one?
At an orgy, would I hang out?
Fully dressed.
I would hang out fully dressed for like 10 minutes just to be like, oh, okay, this is it. And then I can go.
Do you, well, you can go or you would want to go?
I would leave. Not that I want to go. I wouldn't want to go.
What would bother you the most?
Here's how I would have to be at an orgy. I would have to walk into this podcast and there's an orgy already happening. And you're like, Kazeem, we have to do the podcast. And I would sit down and be like, Mike, I have a hard stop at one.
We just came up with a new podcast, bro. Fuck.
Surprise orgy.
That sounds great, dude.
we're talking about Obama and there's just some girl getting fingered in behind me. Surprise orgy.
You can't call it surprise orgy because then how do I invite somebody? Hey, come to my thing. It's called surprise orgy.
That's the greatest thing ever. That'd be great. That'd be interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It would have to be.
Everyone would know. Oh, there's going to be a surprise orgy. You got to call something else like Public Yemeni number one.
You call it Public Yemeni number one.
Like,
and
what?
Each time. No, how about this?
It's a new segment, guys. Yeah,
each time. No, because it has to be a. You can't do it every episode.
Can't do what every episode?
You can't do the OG every episode. Right? What you would have to do, it would really have to be a surprise.
I think it would get to a point where like you would have to do it because I think once you did that, everyone's going to want to.
Well, no, that's the thing, though. Have you ever watched like clips of Ellen sometimes where she like tries to scare people?
I don't like watching her.
Yeah, but there are clips where Diddy's getting scared and like DJ Khaled's getting scared.
Let me look it up.
And
Ellen?
Yeah, Ellen scaring guest. It's not every episode, but every now and again, it's just a random guy that pops out of box to like scare whoever the guest is. And it's weird. But, so for you, when you do your surprise orgy, I don't know how we got here, but when you do a surprise, it can't just be every episode. It has to be
I'm going to share the screen.
You're going to loop it in?
Yeah, but I'm not going to play the audio because that's how it'll
no,
get.
No, that's fine. You don't have to play the audio. You can just, it'll show it. It'll show Diddy getting scared.
So what's your analogy for this?
Oh yeah, your surprise orgy would essentially be.
They would all come out of a box.
No, it would. I'm not gonna lie. That would be very funny.
Box.
It's just the biggest box. Hey Mike, what's going on? Like, and then it just suddenly in the middle of the pocket, the box just opens.
And they're all like slamming into each other. Oh,
12 people in the box. Like, why is there a really long like box behind me? We're just talking about politics, bro.
Yeah, bro. Don't worry about that.
How do you feel about Biden and this child and this universal pre-K?
Yes.
Well, you know, universal pre-K is something that needs to be happening. And I think the fact
don't
that the Democrats...
Don't come!
I think that the fact
you
that...
You don't
the
come
Democrats,
until...
I think that... No, keep going.
Until
I
we're
think
done.
That the fact that the keep Democrats saying, are okay. so weak...
Yeah.
That they can't just
somebody busted
talk
ass.
To
Who
the
busted
people.
Ass right
All
now?
They have to do is just talk to the people. Everyone loves universal pre-K.
I told you guys
and
no
the
anger.
Fact that we can't all come together.
It changes
and
the smell in the room.
Listen, this is one thing that we have to do.
Mm.
Universal pre-K. Because if you're going to care about children, care about children.
Right.
Basically.
Is this halal?
No. There's no way.
Are you gonna?
I don't know, but when it comes to Islam,
are you gonna be like Ahmed El Kadri and like text me and be like, "Hey man, my uncle saw the podcast. Can you take it down?"
He did a wait. Time out. Ahmed was on here.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
I don't know. We got too candid for his Yemeni family. You know.
Well, that's the thing. I don't. How candid are we talking here? Look, what are we talking about? Candid.
I forget.
The face you made, when you're like, listen, Kazeem, it could have been just smoking hookah, but it could have been orgies. Like, I don't remember what we talked about.
I know we were talking about like sex and like, stuff like that. And I don't know how I have to watch it
but
again.
What is it? Well, also, good on him to have an uncle that likes to support his career.
His mom also watched it. She didn't like it.
Well, no, here's the thing.
Her mom said it was boring.
No, her mom said it was really?
Yeah,
wow.
It was just boring.
That's not even, and then, I'm not going to lie.
I don't like the fact that he felt bad telling me that.
I hate the fact more that his mom said it was boring than his uncle saying it was more. It was like, please take it down. I don't like that. I don't like the boring thing. The boring seems more of an insult than asking me to take something down.
Oh, you're saying that you don't like that Ahmed said that?
No, I don't like the. I think it's more of an insult that someone thinks it's boring.
It is.
If someone thinks that, oh, it's too disrespectful.
Oh, no. That wasn't the part that hurt me.
Yeah.
When he hit me up with that, I was like, I didn't even respond back. And then he came back and he was like, yeah, you know, or maybe I think I saw him in public.
Okay.
And then he was like, or I think he texted me back and he's like, oh, you know, it's okay. And then I texted him back and I was just like, yeah, well, I wasn't going to do that anyway. And I was just going to be like, hey, bro. You're a comedian now.
Hey, man. Listen, well, that's the thing. You have to, when it comes to like Islam, if you're asking me what is halal and haram, I don't delve in that because that's just not my forte.
You don't fuck with the halal and haram.
Well, no, I don't delve in that answer, right? Because you're asking, I feel like that's for someone who's an actual scholar in the religion to tell you what's halal and haram. I can only, you know, assume and what is for myself. I don't like telling you, Mike, yo, don't do this because that's haram. If it's like a known thing, pork, that's haram. But I like how you told that.
No, that's it. It's just...
Exactly. But it's like, that's not my place.
That's the one that you're gonna be like, hey, this...
I don't ever think it's my place to tell you what is.
Do you really think it's that haram to eat pork? Do you think that?
Well, no. Well,
pork
back,
is gonna like
back up. When you say, is it that haram?
Haram means we're forbidden.
Asking, yeah, forbidden.
Forbidden.
Right. Just right. Like Jewish people and some sects of Christianity.
Yes.
And when we're
Jewish
saying,
people are, for,
but when we're saying,
haram. Is that
but,
what you're saying?
Huh?
You're saying Jewish people are haram.
No, I'm just saying.
That's what I took it.
Oh, please,
Jewish people,
please
are
do
haram.
Not. Please don't. Please
take
don't.
It out of context,
please
guys.
Please don't edit
Come
that.
On.
Please don't edit that the way I feel like.
Remix.
To I did not say that. I'm saying
that's how you take something out of context, which
exactly.
is what you said.
Exactly.
You know?
Is it haram?
You know?
I'm saying pork.
Jews. You said Jews.
I'm saying
the same. They're haram.
I'm saying Jews can't eat pork.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Kosher.
Right? Just like
For
that.
For them, it's kosher.
Right. Exactly.
Of halal.
So.
Right.
Yeah, it's more of a what does Islam say? When you're saying, is it really all that haram? I don't know how to answer that question. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because you can't talk to God.
What do you mean?
No one can answer that question.
Oh, yeah. That's between you and God.
I'm like surprised how many people have religions.
What do you mean?
I'm blown away by it.
By how many people believe
yeah.
in something higher than them?
Well, not the.
You're saying you're not surprised by people being having spirituality, but you're surprised by.
I'm
people...
not surprised at anybody going, "Oh man, might be something greater."
Yeah,
than
exactly.
This, right?
You're surprised by how many people are believing in a specific.
Yeah.
I'm Christian. I'm Baptist.
Yeah.
I'm Jewish. I'm Muslim. I'm Baha'i or something like
yeah.
that. But why would you be surprised?
I just think that it's like the fucking biggest form of manipulation. Like,
okay,
you know, I think that it like force. I see too many people acting just dumb as fuck once religion comes on the table. Like,
yeah,
you can meet somebody who's like really smart, really logical. Mm-hmm. They'll be thinking critically,
yes.
And then as soon as you bring something up within the construct that falls within their religion,
yes,
they default to the. Programming they got from that religion, and then their yeah. answer is just something that's illogical.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Would you, but at the same time, could you make the argument that anytime someone loves something, then that thing can be used to manipulate them, whether it be religion, whether it be politics, whether it be, you know,
yeah,
relationships?
I
so
do.
Would it,
I
so
just
wouldn't that be more of a human nature thing than not? than not just the. I'm just saying.
Well, then in that, in what you're saying, then I think that that lends to the idea that maybe religion is a human nature construct. It's a thing that we created.
Because but why would it be a thing that we created?
Religion, you mean?
I'm saying why? That.
Religion?
I'm saying that the way the face you're making.
Because I'm like, that's such an easy thing to answer, I think. It's just so easy.
By the way, for those of you paying attention, me and Mike always talk about this. This is the conversations we have. And I love these conversations.
Yeah,
because it's coming from a place of honesty. It's coming from a place of respect.
It's not. We're not trying to be disrespectful.
Yeah, we're not trying to be disrespectful for each other. We're coming from a place of understanding
and
opinion. And I know I don't have all the answers, and Mike knows he doesn't have all the answers, and we're just sitting here.
I have a lot of answers, bro.
Can you not be cocky for like 2 seconds, Mike?
All right, 2 seconds.
Okay, 2 seconds. Okay, so Mike doesn't have all the answers. Done. I don't have all the answers. Just saying.
Yeah, no, for real. Yeah, but I mean, yeah.
Do you feel that sometimes people blame religion for something that is more of a human nature thing? Like I'll give you an example, right? What's the difference between like people that are Trump loyalists and people that are, you know, like, you know, Hasidic Jews?
Well, I would say that one group is not tactful with their racism, and the other one's a little more tactful with their racism.
We are not saying Hasidic Jews are racist. We are not saying that. God damn it. I'm not talking about Jews for the rest of the hour.
I love how everybody's like scared to talk about Jews.
I'm not scared
and
to talk about
people.
I'm not
trans.
Scared to talk about it. I just don't want my
because it is one of those things where people can just be like anti-Semite.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things where
it's like trans. Trans and like Judaism is the two things now that's like,
yeah,
people can just stop you in your tracks and be like, you're anti-trans or you hate trans people.
Right? When in reality, it's like, no, I have a very valid gripe with the Israeli government. Does that mean I hate
you? Just
Jewish
fucking
people?
Banned this whole. You just no, shadow banned this entire
I have
podcast.
I have a valid gripe. That's all I'm saying, and I'll leave it at that because I don't want you banned on YouTube.
Please, I just had Michael Scherzer on.
You had Michael. Okay, then I can say whatever I want.
And I had I had Amr Zahar. Who's
yo
like,
that one where he was like Google like the time in
that's my
Palestine?
Most viewed video that, on Instagram.
Was
mind-blowing.
That was mind-blowing.
Yeah.
That really was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, no one... The little things like that really make you, like, view the conflict. I don't call it a conflict. One country is occupying another country.
Scherzer had to put me in my place in the last podcast. I kept calling it a conflict. He's like,
yeah. I wouldn't call it a conflict. Conflict is like two gangs battling over a corner.
One of the analogies we came up with is like, you know, if a girl got sexually assaulted,
yeah,
it would be disrespectful to her to say, oh, how was the conflict?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, it's just a conflict.
Yeah. 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 That is, yeah. Think of it like that. Think of it like that.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this?
I forgot.
I don't know. But how are you?
We were talking about
eating. We were talking about eating food, and then we were talking about eating pork, and then we were talking about halal and haram, and then we were talking about how I don't like saying what is halal and haram only because I like to let that be for the scholars of Islam, people that have actually put in their work.
When's the last time you had sex, bro?
Why are we? Can we? No, move on.
See,
what are you talking about?
What?
Only because that's not. I don't do that in my. I don't just do that in my act. So
you don't do what in your.
I just
act?
Don't. I just. I never talk about personal things. But that's, you know, that's just me. Sorry.
Because I'm under the impression you're asexual.
What does that even mean? What's asexual?
Somebody who's not even like. I think it's not into sex. They're not. They're. Don't they don't even have sex.
I'm looking it up.
Asexual.
Asexual meaning.
Mm-hmm. Like amoral.
They have their own flag.
Oh, God damn it! Who doesn't have a flag, bro?
No, asexual. No, like look at this up. They have, it's black, gray, white, and purple. Those are the most horrible color schemes. I'm not asexual only because of this flag right here. It's real. Okay. It lacks a lack sexual of attraction to other. No, mm-hmm. I'm not asexual. I love women. What are you talking about? That's not.
Or low or absent interest in or desire for sexual activity.
No, I'm not that. All right. I'm not that. But back to my beginning. Can I please ask you?
I knew asking that was going to make you go, what?
I was not offended.
Not offended.
I was not offended.
But I know you were going to shoot it down.
Of course I shoot those things down. Right? But that's just because that's just who I am as a person. Right? It's not me telling you that, you know, I'm offended. And how dare you? Right? Also, no uncle of mine is gonna watch this.
I know, same here. So no uncle like, of mine is gonna
even,
watch
and
this.
And even if they do, I don't think any of my uncles are gonna snitch to my mom saying that this was.
I wonder if it's the other way around. His mom watched it and then she snitched to the uncle.
No, I don't think so.
You think it's the other way
around? I think it's the other way
Probably.
Around. I think the More uncle than likely, watched it and then he was like, look what your son is doing. Because that's all. I'm just thinking of how immigrants work. Right. Yeah, it's never your mom. It's always an aunt or an uncle saying something that is so like, why are you in my business in the first place?
I literally, man, very, very like about maybe 10 years ago, I started exercising.
Yeah.
Being as honest as I possibly can to people in my family.
Mm. Okay. How is that? How did that start? And how did it work? Because what I'll do is if there's some, well, also for my family, my immediately family.
That,
edit that out in post, even though there's no post. My immediate family. I keep saying it. Okay.
Alexa, just beep this.
My immediate family, there's only five of us. Exactly.
She's not sure about what you just said. She's like, you probably should change it.
My immediate family, there's only five of us, right? So my brothers were very, it's a close knit. There's only three boys. That's it. I'm the youngest, right? Everyone else, all my brothers have like a house. I live in an apartment, right? And it's like, they have master's
degrees. But they live in Texas.
One lives in Long Beach. So, that's but also, I mean, in all fairness, he did buy his house like right when the housing crisis was like down.
2007.
Yeah, exactly. And he looked around. And he was like, "Yo, I'm gonna buy a house right now
because smart.
This shit is like cheap." Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "All right, cool." Right. So there's only five of us. So we're all adults. So we're at a stage now where we can be honest with each other. But if I don't think I could have done that in my 20s. I don't think when I was 22, I don't think I could have been just bluntly honest with my family. Does that make sense? About how I feel about what's going on, like stating your opinion. So what made you come to that realization? Like, you know what? I'm just going to be start.
It wasn't a realization about being honest with my family. It was literally just, I don't know if this sounds weird, but I enjoy being truthful.
Yeah, no, it's freeing.
That's why I love.
It is freeing, though.
That's why I love stand-up comedy, right?
Yes.
Or any type of art where you can like express yourself.
Yes.
So I like being truthful. And I don't know. There was just a point in my life where I was just like, I got to extend that to my family. Mm-hmm. I just got to be straight up with them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a Muslim.
Yeah.
That type of shit.
Okay.
Like
that Aziz Ansari show. I forgot the name.
I don't think I watched it.
There's an episode where he's like truthful with his family that he's not religious.
Yeah.
And his parents like go off on him. And like they come to like a realization of like, you know, hey, I can't force you. I can only be the best me I can be, and whatever you decide is what you decide, right? And you know, so I get it. I understand that. Do you think you're not alone in this? Because I'm sure like your situation is.
I don't, you know, I get away with the way I carry myself.
Yeah,
something about the way I carry myself.
Yeah,
allows me to get away with more.
Yeah. I think you give There's off something... the aura of, one, I care about people.
I'm glad one. That's good. Thank you. Two, that's great.
It's like, no, here's the aura you give off to me when I first met you. Like, you give off the aura of, I care about people. Two, once you're my friend, you're my friend. Three, just because you're my friend doesn't mean I'm not going to tell you when you're an idiot. Right? And that's our friendship, mm-hmm. where it's like, if I'm saying something, you're quick to be like, no, Kazim, you know what you're talking about. This is what... This
or
is what
I would just
you,
like disagree.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't mean that I know.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that you know. Yeah. It doesn't mean that you know, but it doesn't mean that you're trying to be purposely like antagonistic.
Right.
You're just being a friend and you're just seeing it from a different point of view, right? And that's why for you, you feel like you get away with stuff because when you disagree with someone, it from you, and this is just me talking, from you, it never seems that you're, it doesn't seem like it's not coming from an honest, genuine place.
Right.
So your disagreements,
well, great. Thanks.
Are, your disagreements are genuine. Your disagreements aren't, no, you're wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. Stop talking. It's more, no, I disagree with you. But listen, if you can convince me,
yeah.
that's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just
yeah.
know that I already have like 1,000 facts. So if you can
or
give
not.
Me, yes,
or not. Sometimes, yeah. sometimes you're debating something that really can't have a data point.
Yeah, of course not.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just.
But that's a and I think
does that make sense?
Yes.
Some
no.
things have no actual data point to like
Mike,
point to, and you'll be discussing
most things,
your opinions on it.
Most things don't have a data point. That's the thing. Not maybe not most things.
No, but what
a
I'm saying,
a good amount yeah. of things don't have a data point.
Or that information changes later.
Of course.
How many times has that happened?
All the time.
You know,
all the time.
Science figures out low carb. That's how you lose weight.
Yeah.
Then they bring up. No, nope, actually, you can still eat carbs. You got to keep people just having a hard time not eating too many carbs.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, science finds right? out this
only
about
protein.
Nutrition or whatever.
Only protein.
Only
and
protein,
fat.
Right.
Then that guy died of a heart attack. And you're like, oh, no, maybe not so much fat.
Or maybe right? don't do just cheese.
Yeah. Or I used to, for some reason, I would think that if you want to burn fat, you need to do as much cardio as possible. And that was the thought of like 90s and early 2000s. And then people are like, no, you know, muscle burns more fat, right? You can't just not, but at the same time, you can't just lift.
Yep.
Right. It needs to be
a balance. Hybrid.
There needs to be
I had to learn to do yoga at one point in my fucking life, bro.
I've done yoga twice and it's both the P90X yoga.
Yep. That's what introduced me to
the
it.
The first time I did yoga, that was legit. I used to shit on yoga. I'm not even gonna lie.
Me
and then
too.
I did it.
And when Tony
and
Horton
like,
did it,
that shit is hard.
He was like,
it was really hard.
I love Tony Horton, bro.
He's good.
That guy changed my like idea.
He left Beachbody.
Well, oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
He started his own thing.
Okay. Well, I'm but sure he did.
He definitely changed a lot of people's idea on fitness.
You know what I liked about him?
What?
At the time that I saw him, he was in his 40s.
Mm-hmm.
I think 40 over 45.
Yeah.
He's ripped.
Yeah.
And he's goofy.
Yeah.
And he was like a dork.
Yeah.
And I think that mixture
yeah.
really opened up. His personality was perfect for that.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
it,
yeah, yeah.
it opened Where up this idea.
Yeah.
And I never had a problem with working out hard, right? Mm-hmm. But he convinced me it was okay to do yoga.
Yeah.
Yet at the same time, he convinced a bunch of people who never thought about working out hard to work out hard.
Yeah.
Like he yeah. hit both spectrums
and
on
you
that,
see,
bro.
Also, it's like you see results.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like a lot of times you think that, you know, working out is for people that are meatheads, quote unquote.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. But in reality, you see Tony, he's a goofy dude.
It's a goofy dude.
Right? He's shitting on. I remember one time I was watching P90X and I was doing it. Right, I wasn't just watching it. That'd be stupid if I was just watching it. That would be funny though if I was just watching it, just chilling, eating chips,
keto
yeah,
chips.
Exactly,
but keto they're chips. Keto.
Yeah, exactly. Right, and he was like, "I know you guys want to drink that results and recovery formula. nah, just drink some water, bro. You don't need to buy that. Yeah. And he was like, oops. And he just started to like, you shit on the Beachbody products.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
In the program. And they kept it in because he was like, oops, all right. You just drink water, guys.
He did that?
He did.
Which P90X was it?
That was P90X 1. That was the first one.
I have to watch that again,
that was the first
man.
One. I don't remember which... Like
I broke out P90X again.
Yeah.
During the pandemic.
Yeah.
It was great.
Have you done the new one? Six no. Weeks of the Work?
No.
That one's really good.
You know, here's the thing.
I like
though.
That one.
My mindset on working out has changed. And I I'm doing less.
Oh, okay.
And I'm getting way more results.
When you say you're doing less, do you mean it's more of a holistic thing where it's not just you're working out, you're making sure you're eating right also? Or is it like you're the actual workout?
This is just in the scope of working out.
Yeah.
Like the actual physical yeah. act of yeah. like whatever that workout is. Are you running up Runyon?
Yeah.
Are you doing a circuit training
yeah.
a circuit with weights? Are yeah. you strength training? Which whatever.
Yeah.
It's going to the gym, right? And putting in max effort. Now I'm realizing, bro, wow, don't do that for me.
Huh. Okay.
Because for me, my problem was I would put max effort in the gym mm-hmm. and I would get strong.
Yeah.
And I would put on muscle, mm-hmm. but I'd also not be able to control my hunger.
Oh.
And even though I'm strong
yeah.
and putting on muscle,
yeah.
you can't see it.
Yeah, because it's just a layer of fat.
Because there's a layer yeah. of fat over it because
okay.
I'm pushing so hard, I can't stop eating.
Mm, that makes sense.
So to me, I had to do less in order for me to like lean up and
okay.
also still on put on muscle.
Yeah.
And then now I like I cut the volume of my workouts.
Yeah.
Almost more than half.
Yeah.
In terms of its volume and its intensity. But I do it more often.
Yeah. Okay.
So now I'm not killing myself today.
Yeah.
But in two more days, I'm going to be able to hit that muscle group again.
Mm,
so okay. now I'm like stimulating the muscle more yeah. throughout the year.
Yeah.
But I'm not taxing myself to the point where my body's like, dude, what the fuck? We yeah. need to eat.
Because you used to be a like, I go to the gym. Kind of like the gym.
I don't look like morning. That guy no more.
Well, that's
no,
what, it's, that's
no,
what
no,
you're
no,
saying.
You're fucking up,
well, no, that's
fucking
what you're
head,
saying,
bro.
Though. But what do you still go to the gym every day?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm still going to the gym.
Okay, but now you're not doing as intense.
I'm not doing those like, yeah.
Okay.
So the way I used to work out.
Yeah.
Was I would go in with the intention to fucking destroy myself.
Mm.
Right?
Like a full body explosion.
Fucking like, you yeah. know, biceps. Like biceps.
50-pound curls.
Three workouts for the biceps.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to do fucking three chest. Different workouts
yeah,
for the chest. And then I'm doing 3 to 4 sets per workout.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like really just stressing yeah. the fuck out of my muscles, like hitting it from every fucking angle.
Yeah.
It's good mm-hmm. in some respects, but with my discipline of eating,
yeah,
it was, I looked just fat.
Mm. Okay.
To me, for me,
there was no it wasn't worth it.
What was worth it if I'm looking in the mirror and I'm just
you're not looking how you want to look.
Bigger fat dude.
Huh. Okay. Because I remember one day we were in San Diego. Not San Diego. Was it San? No, it was Oakland. We were in Oakland.
Oh, yeah. When we did Comedy Oakland.
We did Comedy
setup.
Oakland. We did the setup. Then
yeah.
we had to run the Comedy Oakland.
Yeah.
Then the next day we did Comedy Oakland again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I remember I woke up to pray.
Yeah.
I went back to bed.
Yeah.
And then suddenly I just hear you like tapping my shoulder and like, hey, Kazim, I need to borrow your car really quick. I need to go to the gym. I'm like, wait, what?
That's right. Yeah.
6:30 in the morning, Mike.
It wasn't 6:30 in the morning.
It wasn't 6:30.
You're pushing it.
I'm pushing it. Okay. Okay, fine.
Pushing
it. I will say this.
It might have been like 9.
I don't remember what time it was. Mm. Listen, on the weekends.
You sleep till 3, bro.
What? No.
Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. On the weekends, if I'm traveling to perform, I wake up before the sun rises. I pray. I go back to bed and I don't set my. I just wake up whenever I wake up.
Mm.
Right?
That's nice.
And then I hear you just like my shoulder. I'm like, hey, because you need to borrow your car. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, no, you may not take my car. And I'm like, Kazim, do you think I'm irresponsible? What are you talking about?
Do you think I'm irresponsible?
And then I was like, you know what? You got me.
That would be an argument. That would be my argument.
What are you talking about? Like, one, I'm older than you. Two,
do you think I'm going to like just drive you?
I'm going to the gym. I'm a responsible person. I'm like, you know what? Okay, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
And then I crashed his car.
I can't even. Exactly. That'd be so funny if you came back. Man, it wasn't my fault. Like, it was in the parking lot. Someone else hit it. Still wasn't my fault. So you're that guy. Like, you're a gym guy.
I like it.
Right?
I have to have it.
I don't know. It's more for my brain. Yeah, I get
really.
It. I get it. It's more of a morning routine. Like, it's like some people just, if I don't have that cup of coffee in the morning, then I'm not functional. And for you, it's like, yo, if I don't work out, then I'm not. I can't be productive.
I can't be chill that day. I can't be chill.
Huh.
It's really weird, bro.
That's interesting.
The gym is my therapy. I actually had a therapist when I got out of the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
I was having culture shock.
Okay.
Because as soon as when I left the Marine Corps, my mom and dad were married.
Okay.
Right? My sister was like, what? I'm like, I left 19. She was like, maybe what?
12?
No. She was like 15.
15. Okay.
Right.
How long were you in the Marine Corps?
4 years.
4 years.
So no, she was younger than that, actually. Yeah, because when I joined in, I thought she was, well, she's 14. She was 14. She was 13, actually.
But what
13.
Year did you join the Marine Corps?
Oh, that was 95.
95. And you got back out in 99?
Yeah.
The world has changed.
Bro, not only that.
There's like internet now. And
true.
Stuff.
I get back. My mom and dad divorced. They divorced because I joined the Marines.
Wow.
My mom was trying to tell my dad, stop being so strict. My dad was a ball buster, bro.
Yeah. Like every immigrant father.
The Marine Corps was a vacation from him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even like Hell Week?
There is no Hell Week in the Marine Corps. That's the Navy SEALs.
Oh, Navy SEALs. My bad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all the jarheads that are listening.
Yeah. Or the Navy SEALs. Anyways, the point that I was trying to make was what, bro? Fucking, I got sidetracked.
Your morning routine. Your routine, and you had a therapist that...
This therapist that I got when I got out of the Marine Corps. So, yeah, my dad, my mom, and dad divorced. My sister was dating a drug dealer when I got back.
Oh, wow.
All my friends were...
Backtrack, and I'm not trying to make light of this. Yeah. What was he dealing? Was it just like regular weed?
I don't know.
Was he like a small time guy or
I don't,
a big time?
Small time, but it didn't matter.
A small time dude.
It was a piece
of
shit.
Embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
At least date a kingpin. If you're gonna date a drug dealer,
date a
guy that doesn't handle the money. I'm watching The Wire, and it's like,
oh, you just started watching it?
No, this is my third time watching it, and
good,
I just
man.
Finished season one, and I'm like, yo, if I'm gonna be in the game. I'm gonna be a Avon Barksdale. I'm not, or a Stringer at least. I'm not about to be a fucking
Stringer.
Brody. The fuck?
Yeah.
Or Michael B. Jordan that just dies in an empty house. That's embarrassing.
Embarrassing,
that
bro.
That really is embarrassing.
So he's who this guy is.
That sucks.
Anyways, right. Point is, bro.
Yeah, it's a culture shock.
Culture shock.
Yeah.
And then I went and see this therapist, man, and he like saw me like six times, and he didn't tell me shit. He would just listen to me, and he sent me on my way.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me, send me on my way.
Yeah.
I remember after a while, I'm like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
What the fuck is, what is this?
Did you want, when you went to him, did you want solutions?
I needed to figure something out.
Yeah.
I was really having a hard time.
Yeah.
I was even dating this girl that I fell in love with.
Okay.
She was kind of white trashy.
Okay.
And just broke the fuck out of my heart. Just like, just, you know.
Yeah. Understandable.
Just young and tortured. You know what I mean? We were both really young.
Yeah.
I was like 23 at the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So anyways, this guy, after the sixth one, I was like, dude, what do you got for me, man? Mm-hmm. He goes, I'm just sitting here listening to you and you just send me away. You don't tell me anything. Bro, this guy was really fucking cool for a therapist. He goes, do you know what I think you need, Mike? He's like, what? You told me that you really enjoyed the gym and that's something that you don't do anymore.
Mm.
He goes, save your money paying me. He goes, get a gym membership. And he goes, I think I'll never see you again. I don't know if he, was that a suggestion that he planted? He did like an inception thing?
Yeah.
Or that was the case.
That might have been the case.
That he really heard me talk about it. And he probably every time heard like, hey, the gym was his place to fucking.
Yeah.
And if I don't go to the gym, like this last week I didn't go, man, because I think I was fighting off a cold. So I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to lay off the gym. But I started snapping. Started getting mad for no reason.
Yeah.
So yeah, the gym for me, man, it's therapy, bro.
For that, for me, that's stand up.
Stand up too.
If I
stand up too,
if there
bro.
Is a time where I am not doing stand up, like I get very irritable. Like I feel like I can't function. I can function, but it's like I need an outlet to like expression. Not necessarily talk about my problems, but just to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because when I was younger, I used to be very depressed. I was like, I would snap at people for no reason.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Me, you were like one of those guys?
Younger me?
Yeah.
Well, think of it this way.
Because right now, you don't seem like you were ever that person.
Yeah, exactly. Stand up. Wow. I genuinely feel that stand up.
I thought you were going to be like, yeah, bro, Islam.
No, it's my life. And well, no, because Islam and stand up came at the same time for me, right?
But you grew up a Muslim, right?
Yeah, exactly. But when I started taking it seriously, like taking it, well, you there's a process. There's you're in it, then you take it too seriously, and then you realize how to take it.
Sure. Right? That's about, I think then, a lot of processes are like
and
that.
And then you chill out.
Yeah.
It's basically everything.
Everything, bro.
Right? Even when going to the gym, there are people that go to the gym every single day, nonstop, and they're working out.
They peak.
They realize, oh no, I can just be chill
and
be okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, first college I went to, failed out. Right? Also, before I went to college, I had absolutely no idea what I wanted to do with my life. I was essentially undecided, but I chose pharmacy just because it seemed like the right thing to do. And then I took chemistry and like organic chemistry for the first time. And I was like, I don't want this. This is not the life that I wanted. Right. Never went to class.
You're just trying to please your parents or something.
Yeah, basically because oldest brother was an engineer. Second brother was another engineer. Dad was an engineer.
Jesus.
Right? So it's like all the other Nigerians in Houston were engineers.
That's why I always assume I'm like there's an engineer.
Nurses.
But I mean
and
a Nigerian.
All this other things. Right? So I'm like, well, I don't wanna at first I was like, maybe I wanna be like psychology. Maybe I wanna help people. Right? And then they were like, now you're not going to get a job in psychology. And I was like,
who's they? Your parents?
Yeah. They were like, you might not get a job in psychology. Because think of it this way, right? Especially for a Nigerian immigrant, their thought is survival. How can you survive in this country?
Sure.
And the easiest way to survive is to definitely get a job. Easiest way to get a job is to pick a career that will guarantee you a job.
Yeah.
So they're thinking, you might not get a job.
It's through the lens of security.
Yeah. It's always through the
everything
lens of security.
Everything is the Arabs are the same way. Yeah, a lot of immigrants. It's like
everything
security
is through the
first.
Lens of security.
Your dreams are stupid.
Yeah. Basically.
What dreams?
That's basically.
You have time for dreams?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's what
basically
it is.
That. So I'm in college and I'm like, I really don't want to be. I look back on it and I'm like, yo, I really just didn't want to be there. Right? Really just didn't want to be there. Never went to class. And I thought, because in high school, it's like I could study before the test.
Yeah.
And ace that test without hesitation.
No shit.
But in college, yeah, simple. It's always A plus B equals C. That's all of high school. When you realize that A plus B equals C and you just plug in all the formulas, you're done. You're good to go.
For you.
But in college.
I was an idiot. I couldn't do school.
I realized I can do school, but I can't do college. I couldn't do. I didn't understand the formula of college.
Right? I don't even understand what that means, formula of college. It's just to me, it was.
I'll explain it to you. Right? So. In college, in high school, let's backtrack a little more. In high school, I'm like, all right, A plus B equals C, boom. And I'm acing tests, right? I get to college and they're like, okay, we know A plus B equals C, but why does A plus B equal C, right? What if A was B, right? Now it's B plus A. Does it still equal C? Explain why B plus A also equals C.
What if B was W?
And I'm like on this test, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, you're taking the wrong classes.
Well, I failed out.
What class were you taking? Philosophy?
No, I was taking like calculus and chemistry.
Dude.
And
why?
Like, yeah. Well, no, because I didn't know what.
Do you like math?
I don't like school, period.
Yeah.
Same. Right? So for me, it's not a whether or not I like math. I can do it. For me, math is just practice.
But we're so like, everyone's like, they put so much importance on universities. They put so much importance
on. Yeah, they do.
You have to get on college.
Schooling, on schooling.
Almost everybody.
On education.
It's not just immigrants.
Right? And listen, education for most people is needed. But for me, I would say maybe, I don't know, was it worth it? That's something I struggle answering, right? Because everything from my work now, everything that I know how to do for my job now, I learned on YouTube. So, you know, was it needed? I don't know.
I think certain professions you have to go to school.
Most professions, yes, you have to go to school.
I don't know about most.
Accounting, you have to go to school. You should probably go to school. If you want to do anything medical, school.
Sure.
Anything engineer, anything
law?
Anything with the science.
How are you gonna know this
anything with
dumb code called the law if you don't go
over
8 years
of school? Yeah, exactly. Right? So yes, but for me, I realized at like 19 I wanted to write for TV. Because I was watching a TV show and I was like, this is trash. And something in my mind was like, yeah, I could think of a story better than this story.
Bro, that's how I got into a lot of things.
Right?
In my life. I would look at something, I'm like, that's trash.
Yeah. You can do better than this.
Yeah.
Right? And I just started doing more research, right? And then I was writing. And then I was still angry at the world. It was just because I was walking around this world. Mind you, I graduated college, like cum laude, with honors. I made the dean's list one semester. Like, it was just weird, right? Because I figured out all I have to do is just go to the professor and be like, hey, what's going to be on the test? And most of the time, they'll just tell you.
What?
Most of the time. Most of the time. Right? You just do the assignments and like, hey, of all the assignments we're doing, like, what are we going to cover on the test? And most of the time, they told me. And or if the professor's not going to tell you, they have a teacher's assistant that will tell you. Right? So
that's fucking, was your hack?
Yeah. The professor always has office hours. You can just go.
You think this is the thing with most colleges?
I don't know. That was a formula that I figured out for me that worked for me.
You went to Emerson?
No, I went to U of H. Emerson College of Business. You son of a bitch. that's so funny. It's so mean.
It is, I know. I was just thinking that like they were just giving me like, yeah.
You went to DeVry.
Here's the class.
You go to University of Phoenix.
Here's a test.
Exactly.
You know, you can just buy the test online, right?
Yeah, no.
The teacher gives you the link.
That'd be so great if that
his website.
No, I still had to work. I still had to study. But also, it's like I was still depressed. I had no friends. So I literally would just go to college and go home. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I need something. I had nothing for me. In my mind, I had nothing to live for. Mm-hmm. I graduated college. I got hired. I was making $50,000 a year. I was still depressed.
Fuck.
At 23, I was making $50,000 a year in Texas. There's no income tax in Texas. So all that money is my money. Right? 50 years, pretty good in Texas. Gas is cheap. Everything else is cheap. Right? Still depressed. I felt like I needed.
Were you living with your mom?
I was living with my parents at the time.
Oh, that's the best.
But exactly.
I saved a lot of money when I got out of the Marines. No rent.
Free food.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can come in and out basically as you want to an extent. Right? Don't make noise. But you're good. Right? Still depressed. Right? So I needed an outlet and I had just jokes written down. I always wanted to do stand-up, but I was never just doing it. I was like, I'm just going to write these scripts, right? And I had jokes that would work.
Have to splice these two things together, bro. Everyone's gone.
How many people did we have before?
We were getting up to 5.
Oh, dope.
Watching live. It's really interesting to see to see people still like coming in to watch this. I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah.
You know, and it's growing a little here and there. Yep. Somebody's still here.
Boom. Boom.
Who's all still here?
Is there a reason why you moved from Facebook to YouTube?
No, dude. I didn't put that much effort into anything when it comes to this, bro. I need to figure out a lot of things, man.
Because I think Facebook might have been easier to do Facebook Live, but I don't know how that works.
Well, I'm thinking about having it go on. Hey, what's up, Yusuf, Jason? Good. What's I'm up? Glad you guys are still here.
What's up? What is
the counter says it's only like zero people in the room. So
that's fine.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. There's another app called Restream.
What does that mean?
And that's the thing is I don't know, man. It's like I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to stay with this app that I'm using, Ecamm, or go with this other one that everyone says. Use OBS, which is another type of program to use.
Yeah. It's another learning curve.
The reason why I went with this program was because it's plug and play.
Okay, cool. I like that. I like the plug and play stuff.
It's just easy to phone, that camera, whatever I connect. If I take your phone, it'll...
I got a Shure mic it's a USB mic. Mm. But it's made by the Shure company, and it's just a smaller version of their SM, whatever, the super expensive one. And I got a other mic before I got the Shure that was supposed to be USB. I'm thinking plug and play, but like, oh no, but you have to get an app, you have to get this, you have to mic, and then you get the Shure. You just pay more, of course, but you plug in the Shure and it's ready to go, and that's what I like.
Yeah,
I'll pay money for something that can allow me not to be lazy. But I wouldn't call it laziness. I would call it more convenience. That's convenience.
The only reason I like this app is that when I wanted to start, I wanted to try to use StreamYard.
Yeah.
Or I think I wanted to use OBS was another one that people keep telling me to use.
Yeah.
The positives with those two other ones is that you can stream to multiple places at once.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
The downfall is it's not as smooth as this app.
No.
And I can't just plug in an iPhone. Mm-hmm. To the computer, and then that app goes, I know what to do with this. Mm. Or take a Canon.
Yeah.
I know what to do with this.
Yeah.
You have to get this dumbass fucking capture cards.
Oh,
and
God.
So now I would have another thing that I would have to plug into this whole fucking setup. And
I'm good.
To me, I'm just not, I don't know. And I wanted it to be mobile.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think just like another fucking thing, another dongle to fucking do is just.
Yeah. My podcast used to be able to be mobile. Before I would go to people's places because a lot of my friends in the beginning, they don't have cars.
Hey guys, you should follow Kazim's podcast called Kazim Tough Choices.
Comedy. Yeah, Tough Choice with Kazim Rahman on all platforms. Toughchoice@outlook.com if you have a would you rather question. It really is just an ignorant podcast.
It is.
I love it.
But it's fun.
I love it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
you don't have to know the news. You don't have to read anything before you get here. There's nothing to prepare, right? You can't prepare for this, right? There are sometimes I will ask the guest to just listen to like 10 minutes of the podcast before they get here, just so they know, okay, this is what it's about.
Yeah.
Right? Other than that,
it's a fun podcast. Basically,
other than that, you're good to go.
It's just like, you know, Kazim, would you rather disappoint your family by having dick fingers or. Mm-hmm. Tell every black person in America you're not good at making beats.
I'm going to have to go ahead and disappoint my family.
With the dick fingers, damn.
I can't. I need to be able to make beats, though.
Wow.
They can't. That's societal. The family will love me regardless. I don't think I can go back to the black community and be like, yo, I can't make beats.
That's a lot of people to get
That's
in front of.
That's a lot of people.
You would have to get in front of a lot of people. It would be like a lifetime chore.
Exactly. Right? And it's like the only way they're going to know is for them to have you try to make a beat live.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
In front of like Timbaland or Swiss Beats. Right? Or like Mike Will Made It. Right?
Right.
Or if they, you know, the sucky part, DJ Khaled would be the person that they would send to inspect on making beats. And he doesn't even make beats.
He doesn't make beats?
No.
He can DJ.
DJ Khaled.
Have you seen him DJ?
He's a very good DJ.
He can actually like DJ and scratch
exactly. Because in Miami, he was a DJ, right? But so DJ Khaled and Diddy are the same things where they're not, they're not the essential beat makers, but they can hear a sound and be like, that sound goes good with this and that and this. Also, take out the bass a little bit, lower the bass a little bit, you know, take out the cymbal. Also, with this beat we have here, all right, let's add a choir in the background. Then now we have the beat. But he can't, like, can't play instruments, right? They can be like, I want it to be like, and then someone else will go do, and then they'll put the pieces together.
So he basically just goes,
they're composers.
Here's an idea that I have.
Yeah, basically.
I'll pay you to do it.
Yeah, basically.
And I just call me when you're ready for me to go, another one.
But you can make the argument.
Another one.
That's very funny. You can make the argument that's still a skill. Diddy can recognize a beat that will be a hit. That's a skill, because a lot of people can't do that. A lot of people can't tell you that this song should be your first song.
I like what Diddy did to Jay-Z's album, the one that came out after that Denzel Washington movie.
American Gangster?
Yeah. That album.
That album was really good. That album was really good.
Regal.
That album was really good.
It's very rich.
Yeah.
Right? Full.
Yeah.
It felt cinematic.
Yeah.
Diddy's still
a good producer. Like, we gotta give him his props. He should probably be in the Rock and Roll Hall.
Are you still on Kanye's jock?
What do you mean?
Mm.
Is he the greatest artist of all time?
Mm.
Is that what you're asking me?
Because
the answer is yes.
How?
Right? No, hold on. Are we saying that we don't
like his music, actually?
As a person?
All his albums?
I love every album. I have not listened to Jesus is King because I don't consider that the gospel album. All his hip-hop albums I enjoy.
You like him going around calling himself God?
A God?
Or whatever. Whatever he says?
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
What kind of Muslim are you,
he
bro?
Astaghfirullah. No, it's not God in
Astaghfirullah.
It's not God in the literal sense. No one's saying he's a God in the
terrible
literal.
Muslim.
When I say I'm a king, I don't mean that I am actual regal. I'm saying that I make sure I carry myself as a king would carry himself.
Okay.
Yes.
It's very egotistical.
That's fine.
No, it's not.
You need a little ego to go in your day. When the ego gets destructive.
Not going around calling yourself a fucking king.
If the ego is destructive or harmful towards other people or to yourself, that's the problem.
Right.
But knowing that you have the ability to accomplish your goals, that's fine. And Kanye knows that whatever he wants to do, except run for president, whatever he wants to do.
Except run for president?
Yeah, he can't run for president.
You don't think he should?
He can't. He can if
you think
he wants.
He's a genius?
A genius?
I just think he's, musically, yes. I just think that, you know, when you listen to him talk, he's just a narcissist. A creative narcissist.
He's a creative narcissist. Yeah, okay. Creative narcissist, but not a narcissist in the fact that...
Don't you hate narcissists?
Narcissists, yeah. People that are self-centered, yes.
Okay. Isn't that Kanye?
No. Isn't that every artist?
No.
What artist isn't a little narcissistic?
Well, I mean, there's narcissistic where we have certain things that we do to feed.
But if you're
that
straight
ego,
narcissist,
right? I'm talking about straight up
narcissist.
Everything is I'm the best. Me.
Yes.
Another one.
Okay. You think DJ Khaled is a narcissist?
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting. I don't know.
He's never fucking said anything.
I've never thought about...
He also seems like he's very stupid.
DJ Khaled, I don't know. I've never heard
him. How do you not know? You can't tell.
I've never heard him speak on anything that was supposed to be intellectual. I've never heard him speak on anything. I mean, he met with Obama that one time, but I didn't like...
Let's look up DJ Khaled speaking intellectually.
Okay. It's just going to be, man... The major keys is cloth talk.
Every time I hear him talk, I'm just like, this guy has a book out.
He does not have a book. DJ Khaled has a book.
No. Some guy who wrote it for DJ Khaled.
There's a book. There's a fucking with his name book, on it. Man. And it's a self-motivation book talking about major keys.
What he needs to do is tell everybody he's Palestinian.
He is.
That's what I'm saying. But he don't know.
He doesn't talk about it.
My friend Amir.
Yeah.
He goes. What did he say on my podcast? He was like, he goes, sometimes I forget DJ Khaled is Palestinian, but to be fair, so does he.
Wow.
Because he never talks about anything Palestine or doesn't say that he's Palestinian. He just likes to keep that under wraps.
Is that, do you think?
I think that's a favor to the Palestinians, man, because he's dumb.
So would we need, is he someone that you feel we would need to raise awareness, or what are we saying?
We're just saying that he's stupid. We're just saying that DJ Khaled is just really dumb.
Okay, I don't know. I've never heard him try to speak on anything. I've never heard him try to be intellectual. Try to speak on anything that was supposed to be
intellectual.
I mean,
you can even see it in his face, bro.
Yeah.
Like, whenever he's, like, looking at you, it's kind of like he's not really looking at you.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to speak on that. I don't know. I will say this. I don't like his music now. I like his music earlier. Suffering. There's an album called Suffering from Success. That album. DJ Khaled's Suffering from Success is an amazing album. From start to finish, it's an amazing album.
With me, and I went in there, and I had this idea for 5 years ago. I always wanted to flip Lovers and Friends, but I didn't want to do it so early, so I waited till it was like the 10-year mark, but it's really, I think that record's like 12, 13 years old, maybe. Right. Maybe 14. So I waited a certain time to do a flip, and the response on that is just super amazing. But the whole album from J. Cole, then the record Holy Key with Kendrick Lamar, Big Sean, and
that's a good
tough tune. It's easy to talk about shit when you're talking about yourself.
Yeah.
4 years ago.
Is anybody going to ask him a question?
Yeah, but you know, I'm a big fan of Envy's son. You know, I be watching him play basketball, you know, and Envy, you know, he always posts pics and snaps with his children, and that's inspiring because I'm about to have a son. So when I see that, I'll be like, man, I can't wait to play basketball with my son. Or you know, go swimming with my son. So
up,
you know, tell your son I appreciate you.
By the way, don't Snapchat the label, Khaled.
I've heard from other people who know him.
Yeah,
said he's like really dumb.
Okay, I don't know. If you have direct knowledge, then okay. Do you know what he means by when he says flip? That is such a lazy, and that's why I don't like his music now, because it seems like he's just flipping records.
Well, yeah, especially like, that's a drug term, like, can you flip whatever you got quick? Can you sell it fast?
No. What he's doing is taking a beat and he's not changing it whatsoever. He's not sampling it. He's literally just taking the song, taking all the words out, and just using the beat exactly how it was, and just maybe change and just adding new lyrics to change the meaning of the song. So Lovers and Friends, that for DJ Khaled, that's a Chris Brown song for DJ Khaled. It's an Usher song with Ludacris and Lil Jon, but you just take the beat and make it a DJ Khaled song.
But is he taking a beat that he used, that he got from another rapper? What?
He's using the beat as a sample, but he's not... But a sample is supposed to be, you take a piece of something.
Sure, like a bar.
And then, like, you know, you expand on that.
You duplicate it.
Yeah, you expand on it.
Sure.
Like PYT from Michael Jackson.
Right.
Kanye West used that ending part for Good Life. Right?
Right.
So it's like, he slowed it down.
Sure.
And he added some beats to it and that. But... Carlos Santana.
You sample that and then you add stuff to it.
And then you add stuff to it. Carlos Santana, Maria Maria, that beat, he just used it for Wild Thoughts. He didn't do anything to it. He just literally used the beat for the Wild Thoughts with Rihanna.
So what would he do? He would call up the company and be like, yo.
Yeah.
Buy the rights for this.
Buy the rights to the song.
And just make another song. And
then
make another profit off that.
And make another profit.
Smart. Business, though.
Very smart.
Very smart.
Very smart.
Lazy.
Lazy.
But man.
But smart.
I almost can't.
But smart.
Fault
he
him
knows
for it.
How to make hits.
He does.
He knows how to make
he
hits.
He does. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that he's like dumb that
musically.
He's business. Exactly. Business wise, he gets it.
Musically, exactly. That's the same thing with Kanye. I can't speak on Kanye's intellect. I don't know him.
Did you hear him on Joe Rogan?
I didn't listen to the episode. I don't have 4 hours.
You should listen to it.
I'll listen to it. Right?
Like, this guy really likes himself too much.
I can't speak
and
to that.
And then Joe Rogan is like so amazed that, man, he's so smart. And I'm just like,
I wouldn't say Joe Rogan said he was intelligent. Very. I wouldn't say Kanye's intelligent.
Then that's what I was kind of wondering. I'm like, is Kanye part of a cabal? And like, they threatened Joe Rogan. Like, we're doing this podcast.
Oh, no.
You got to keep saying everything I say is genius.
Joe Rogan probably thinks that he, you know, thinks different than the average person. And that's fine. Right? I can say Kanye thinks different than the average person. I can say musically, no one's touching Kanye. Musically. Not intellectually. Or scholarly. Mm. I'm not saying he has good ideas at all, right? But musically, no one's really touching Kanye, right? If you look back, every single album he has is different. His goal was always to move the culture forward.
Sure.
Right? And show you a different kind of sound that he has, right? So
there were just some things that I just didn't care about.
Not intellectually. Not intellectually at all.
We're going to do, because I got to get going too.
Yeah.
But we should do a little trash bar session.
Trash bar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And guys, I'm sorry for that whole little mix up. I guess the internet went down for a minute.
You guys, did they get the part where I was talking about how I used to be depressed and how I got out of it from stand up? I didn't even get to finish that story. Next time.
Yeah. And that fucking sucks, man.
No problem.
Really getting into that, and then
we'll do it next
shit
time.
Shit, fucking. Stop.
Long story short, I used to be depressed a lot, right? I had monetarily, I had money, but I felt like I had no purpose in this world. And then I tried stand up, and then I realized, okay, this is what I want, and this is how I can express myself through art, right? And that was it.
I'm glad you're doing it. I just wish you would do more stand-up. I don't see you on the fucking stand-up
circuit. I'm doing stand-up. I'm just not in the West Hollywood mix. But you'll see me in OC. You'll see me in Santa Monica. You'll see me in Ontario. Right? You'll see me in Pasadena. I used to go to the Ice House a lot.
Maybe I should start hitting up your circuit, bro.
Yeah. How is Bellflower?
It's good.
Good. Okay.
The owner's Palestinian.
Really?
And Yemeni.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met him.
He's like 12% Yemeni, he said.
And then you.
I never met Richard, though.
Richard wasn't there?
Yeah, I think he was coming off a cold. I should actually email him and let him know. Thank you for the spot. And
yeah.
Hopefully he's all right.
Yeah. Owner's good people.
Dude, so
Richard
nice.
Richard is really nice, too. Both of them are just nice.
And the other one's John.
John.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is nothing. Isn't that a really nice looking club, by the way?
Very nice club.
Very nice looking
club. He even said, he goes, we built this place to crush so people can the way they built the room and the way the sound is and all that fucking shit.
Yep.
But yeah, I liked it, man. And I'm looking forward to going back there, dude.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm on that radar.
Yeah.
So I got to open up to more clubs around this area more, man.
Yeah.
I probably got to pick your brain about that, because it seems like you know what's up outside.
I have
LA.
An idea of what's up, but I'm still trying to crack. And anytime I get information, it's a text message, bro. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anytime you see me on a show and you're like, yo, Kazeem, who books that? And I'll tell you exactly
I
got you.
I just been slowing down my booking recently.
Yeah.
And I've now I'm getting back it into
up.
It now.
Yeah, I've been trying to ramp it up.
And I'm using a virtual assistant, I told you, to help me. Did I tell you that?
Yeah. Yeah. You said you, I think it's you that said you finally got one that you liked.
Well, I got one. The first one, she's been very good.
Okay.
She's been on top of shit.
What is she doing? Just sending emails and stuff?
No. So the way I got the operation now, I send out the email.
Okay.
And she makes sure that there's a follow-up.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
So
how much is that?
If I send this email now, it's like a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I'll tell her. Not this Monday, but by next Monday. And now that I'm starting this, I'm having her do all of that stuff on Mondays.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the follow-ups and all that stuff.
Okay.
So, man, she even did a good job on this last one. So what I'll do is that I'll blind carbon copy her on it. She'll get the initial thing that I sent out. And then within a certain amount of time, she'll make sure that on the following Monday or the next Monday after that, if they haven't responded, just have a friendly little, hey, just trying to see if we can, like, you know, shore this up. Or, like, you know, sometimes they'll say, get back to me in a month.
Yeah.
I'll make sure I'll have that all set up. And this last time, I reached out to a club. He got back with a date. I agreed. And I didn't even get a chance to tell her. And then she, like, emails me and she goes, oh, I just found out he, like, whatever. And now the date is in your calendar, on your website, in your Bands in Town, on your AvailsBot app. Everything. Everything that I tell her to do.
I need a virtual assistant.
And it's $10 an hour.
Wow. Okay. $10 an hour and it's just...
The amount of time she uses. So if she does a half hour, it's $5.
Okay.
It's amazing.
But it's worth it.
And she also does my real estate accounting every month.
Dope.
So when the property manager gives me the, here, this is the income and expense report.
Yeah.
I give it to her. She puts it in the app and then gives me like a bird's eye report.
Of what?
So I don't have to go through the every fucking number.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, I need a virtual assistant.
Amazing.
First I need to like get stuff to get so I can have an assistant.
The thing is that
it can just be just me.
If I were you, I would just start right away. Mm. Start small and just think of something admin wise in your life that you could be like, hey,
I can automate.
If I could just automate this, it would totally be worth it. Like if it takes her $17 to do the thing, I'd rather have her charge me $20 to do my accounting for that month for the real estate than me sitting in front of the thing for 3 hours.
Yeah, exactly. I tried to get someone to come in and write down my would you rather questions for my podcast, but they had to cancel.
What do you mean they had to cancel?
They had to, like, the person I got was like, oh, I have to cancel. I'd use TaskRabbit.
Oh.
Because I needed like a personal assistant for that. I needed to just come. I have the questions there. I just need you to write it on the note card. And I didn't want to spend 2 hours doing it. So I just need someone with good handwriting that can write on a note card. So when people come to my podcast, I just use cards. You've seen it.
Why are you
using cards?
Well, yeah. Why are you having them write it? Why can't you just do something digitally?
There's either way, someone's going to have to type it or
have them type it.
Yeah, but then. How do I
find a virtual assistant that you can hire, like the one I got? She's in the Philippines.
Okay.
And I just
type it.
And that's it,
But I would have to give her the questions. Cuz the way I do it is I have cards and I have books and I do that and I'm doing the research.
Okay.
To like get the cards right and then I just have them ready to go and then I write down the questions.
It seems like you got way too many steps in this.
I do have a lot of steps because I have to make sure the questions are the heartbeat.
When you research it online, why are you taking it?
I'm not researching it online.
Well, you research it.
I have cards and I have books in front of me.
You know what you need to do?
What do I need to do?
You got an Android, don't you?
I have an Android, of course.
Ugh.
Google for life.
they probably have, it's probably good on that, but you know what I would do?
Yes.
I would, instead of writing them on papers.
Okay.
I have a notepad
okay.
open on here.
Okay.
And I use dictation.
Yeah, you're right. I could do that.
On the Apple, you can have dictation on and it stays on infinitely. And I'll take a Bluetooth to my ear.
You can do it on
and I'll
Microsoft
walk around.
Word.
I'll walk around in my apartment and I'll just ideas that I have, talk it to the air and it just writes it all down stuff. So to me it's like otherwise you would just, you know.
What time is it?
Yeah, we got to get going. It's like
it's 3:21.
Let's do this. Let's do this trash bar thing, bro.
Okay, how do I do this?
All right.
Do I make the beat?
We're both going to do a session.
Okay. You're saying we're both going to do a session? I'm still very confused.
Yeah, so.
So what do I do?
Watch.
Okay.
I'll do a 15-second beat.
Okay.
And then as soon as I'm done, walk around.
Yeah.
In my apartment. And then I'll click.
And then I have to start rapping.
And then you'll start, yeah. All
right, we'll have to do trash bar. Right. Trash bars. These bars will be trash.
Try to make them better than trash.
I'll try. Bro. I'll try. I have an idea of how to rhyme. How to be a good rapper.
I'm going to get this. It's going to be about a 15-second beat, and then we'll hit it. You get it?
I just have to rap for 15 seconds?
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, because it's a 15-second delay, so I can only lay a 15 to 20-second beat.
Boom. Let's do this.
It'll be about 20 seconds, probably.
Let's do this.
Okay?
Yeah.
Give me a theme for the beat.
A slow crack dealer.
Smart. Okay. And
ready? Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
Smart. Okay. And
oh, wow, we're really doing this.
You have to go.
I have to go. Kazeem and Mike E. Shaq. He made a steak earlier, didn't give me some. He didn't offer. I said no.
Fuck you. I offered, bro.
I'm rhyming here. Please stop.
It's over. Don't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's do this again.
Oh, you want to do another one?
We'll do it another one.
Oh, you want to do another one?
Do another one.
You warmed up now, huh?
I'm warmed up. Let's do these trash-ass bars.
Yeah.
Trash bars. Kazeem Rahman, 2021. All November, right. Baby.
I'm just going to choose the beat now. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Now, remember, when the beat comes, you got to start rapping. Yeah.
Also, You can't just get a free beat.
It's not as fun. It's not as fun. Because then I got to come up with a new beat now.
Now people have to know I don't know how to make a beat. All right. Let's do this.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Africa.
Okay. Make a beat. All right. Let's do this.
All right, ready?
Let's go. There's a mistake. Nope. Oh. Mike, E-Shack, made a steak, didn't give me none. Oh, he says I'm lying, but guess what? Nope, I'm not fun. Oh, and we are here now in his apartment. And where am I from?
Africa. Okay. That's great. That was wow. That was a good way to end that. Good job, bro.
All right. All right.
That was good.
Now I'm gonna make a beat.
You didn't lose your black card there.
I lost it. I'm about to lose it right now. I'm making this beat. Go ahead.
All right, but you got to do a 15 second. Oh, actually, I'll time it.
Yeah, just raise your
hand.
I'll
put my hand. Yeah.
Just raise your hand.
All right.
Tell me when to go.
Okay. Once I'll go one, two, go.
Okay.
Ready? One, two, go.
Bam. Boom. Pick a boom, pow, boom, pow.
I'll go one, two, go.
Okay.
Ready? One, two, go.
Bam.
I offered a mistake. He said no. I said why. He just said no. Then we do this rap, and then all of a sudden he's just like, you never gave me any steak. And I'm like, fuck you, bitch. I tried to. You didn't give me any steak. I'm from Africa. You should have better manners.
Okay. We're doing it. Okay. I'm coming again in like a month, and I got to do this again. First, we have to talk about three.
I suck at rapping, bro.
I really don't know how to rap.
I don't know how to rap either.
No.
For you, it's worse because you're.
No, calm down.
Black.
It's not worse. No,
it is
black.
Worse.
No, calm
it's worse,
down.
Bro.
It's not worse.
Okay.
Lots of black people don't know how to rap. What are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense.
All right, guys, we got to get going. I do got to get going soon. Guys, follow Kazeem Rahman, Kazeem Comedy on Instagram and
on
I think Twitter
platforms.
Too. All platforms.
Kazeem Comedy.
Tough Choice Podcast.
Tough Choice with Kazeem Rahman.
I've been on it a few times. It's a really fun podcast.
On all platforms.
And don't forget to follow me, Mike from Detroit, on everything. Instagram, Twitter, everything, dude. I will
thanks
see
for
you.
Having me, man.
Thanks for coming again, bro.
Not a problem.
Sorry for the We always have a tradition of technical difficulties on this fucking podcast, bro. Listen, that one was the worst.
I feel like I started talking about depression, and then your internet was like, nah. Fam,
nah.
Nah, fam.
We got banned not for today. Real. You gotta got shadow banned.
You
got
to get happy. We got to start rapping.
That's yeah. All right, guys. Till next week, man. I'll see you.
Thank you.
Public Yemeni number one.